I'm especially excited to hear you, Robin, because it says positive update.
Yes. I am just following up on the issue of the Home Depot, where some of us local citizens have noticed a day labor site establishing. We spoke 2 weeks ago at the city council meeting, and at that time, the Daily Bulletin did a follow-up article and quoted the mayor as saying that he can't speak for everybody on the city council, but they are concerned about what was going on at the Upland Home Depot. And we have noticed since that day a remarkable decrease in the number of trespassing day laborers. This particular photo was taken at the zenith of when we were noticing that day laborers were establishing. This particular day on January 10th, we noted there were about 20 day laborers in the parking lot. And we have been speaking with the management, and they have communicated that they do not want the day laborers trespassing in their parking lot. Well, we noted after the city council meeting that the numbers of day laborers have decreased, probably by about 95%. We've had other citizens remarking they'll go by and maybe see two or none. This photo is from yesterday, and there were no day laborers on the property. And, of course, Upland, we realize, is taking a very humane stance as we go forward here. And we'd just like to reiterate that we believe the employers are the main culprit in this issue of the day laborers lording. They exploit the day laborers. Reports show that many day laborers have worked and said they did not get paid for that day's work, which is the definition of slavery. So we have just been very happy to see the progress at this day at this Home Depot. Want to just thank the City Council, and we'll just keep an eye on it, and we assume that it will continue to progress. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And also, thank you for bringing that to our attention, because just because we've seen a decrease, in fact, Councilman Willis and I went to lunch, I think, a day or two after the meeting a few weeks ago, and actually drove through the parking lot and didn't see anybody, so I want to also thank the police chief, because I know he got the message loud and clear that night, and I know that there's been some stuff in the works. And on another note, I know the city attorney is also working. We're going to come up with some other stuff with regard to that, so it's not going to be forgotten. Raymond Herrera.
We're in the city of Upland, its mayor and city council. I also want to thank you for what you've done with that day labor site. And today I want to spend my time talking about some of the awareness that Robin Vincent and I and Kathy and other Minutemen and Minutewomen have done to raise awareness. And the issue is Ramos and Compion. They were recently part of the border agents that apprehended a drug agent. I think that they epitomize America, God, country, family, and how we should work, you know, together as a team. God was with us, and the country joined us, and the family of Ramos and Compion led the way. But it was political activism that brought, you know, the end result, because they would have been served in 12 months. And for that, you know, I give Robin Vincent a lot of credit. She was one of the leaders. It's not just day labor sites. The reason that we raise awareness everywhere we go is because we want to correct what I call affirmative discrimination against the American culture, against the American people, and American ethnicity and diversity, multiculturalism has always been a part of America. The problem today is that it's instead of individual rights, each and every one of you, me, everybody, it's group rights. And the group rights have manifested themselves in illegal aliens on American soil. The Hispanic organizations, and I call them Hispanics because I don't know where Hispania's at, they tend to back up the rights of illegal aliens on American soil, circumventing our rights, impinging on the quality of life in Upland, and all the time calling themselves immigrants. I'd just like to embolden the American people to join us. And perhaps if I give you my phone number right now, we can further get to know each other. My phone number is 760-508-4572. What I'm about is the American culture. Our culture is an Anglo-Protestant core culture society. Morals and common decencies are shared by each and every one of us, from the cradle to the grave. Our fathers defended World War II. We refuse to see its demise, and we ask the city of Upland to maybe join us, and maybe we can incorporate some clubs that promote the American culture. With that, and the freeing of Ramos and Compañón, it just goes to show you what the voice of the people united can do. We can correct an injustice. Thank you, Mayor, for what you've done. God bless you all.